This is episode number 520 with New York Times bestselling authors Chris and Heidi Powell. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. The body achieves what the mind believes. Now I'm excited for this episode because we have a powerhouse entrepreneurial fitness brand couple in the Greatness Studios, and they are Chris and Heidi Powell, also widely known as the transformation specialists and hosts of ABC's documentary-style series, Extreme Weight Loss. They've had over five seasons that had huge ratings, and the Powells continue to touch lives weekly as Extreme Weight Loss airs in syndication on TLC and OWN networks worldwide. Now, they've written two books and have soared to the top of the New York Times bestseller list. They've appeared regularly on national syndicated TV shows like Good Morning America, The Dr. Oz Show, The View, and Live with Kelly and Michael. And today we go in deep and intimate, breaking down where they were literally like 5 to 8 years ago. Chris was sleeping in his car and they were both struggling, and they found each other and they started to boom and blossom as a relationship together and also in their careers with their brands, doing things that blew their minds and really transformed so many people over the world. And in this interview, we talk about the tools that have kept their marriage healthy through all the different transition, the press, the awareness, their brands both blowing up, and how they continue to keep it alive and together. How they've also both managed their egos with so much going on in both their lives. Whether you should follow the money or follow your dream. Ooh, this is a good one. And also how people get to obesity. You know, I kind of am so curious. How do people, once they get to 50, 70, 100 pounds overweight, how do they keep going without making a change? The mentality, the habits, the routines. We break that down. Also, what integrity momentum is and why it works. And we cover so many other things. There's some very touching and vulnerable moments towards the end. So make sure to stick around, because these are just two human beings that I just fell in love with instantly and hope to build a stronger relationship for many, many years to come and get to connect with them more in person, because I just love their attitude, their energy, their mindset, and what they've built and what they're still building is amazing. But before we dive in, I want to give a shout out to the fan of the week. It's from Jake Van Ness, who says, I found Lewis's School of Greatness podcast a few weeks ago, and I've been obsessed with the podcast and everything else he is doing across all his platforms. The main show has such an awesome variety of guests, from sports figures to business greats, social media, YouTube stars, celebrities, and other motivators. And every show brings out the character of the guest, and I feel like I get to know so much more about them. His three truths and definition of greatness questions close the show off with fire, and you feel pumped. Then there are his 5-Minute Friday shows, and I usually listen to them on Monday morning, and it gives me the kick in the pants I need to start the week charged. Can't recommend this podcast enough. There aren't many podcasts that I take the time to go back into the archives to find more because I can't get enough, but this is one I do. There are so many great shows and they never feel dated. Thank you for all you do, Lewis, and keep the fire coming. Well, Jake Van Ness, that was a long testimonial, but we appreciate it, and you are the fan of the week. Now, if you guys want to be considered to get a shout out on the show, just go ahead and leave us a review over on iTunes.com/greatness and let us know what you think. Go leave a review over on the podcast for your chance to be the review of the week. Also, the Summit of Greatness ticket sales double in price in just a few days. Make sure to go to summitofgreatness.com. If you want to hear from the most inspiring speakers in the world, people like Brendon Burchard, Maria Sharapova, Les Brown, we've got Chris Lee, Tim Story, so many inspirational speakers. Check out summitofgreatness.com to see the full lineup and get the entire experience of what is about to come. Get your ticket right now. The price goes up in a few days to almost double the price it is now. So go ahead and sign up right now at summitofgreatness.com and make sure to give me a big hug in about a month when the event kicks off.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoy this one. As always, make sure to take a screenshot, tweet this out, post it on Instagram story, tag me at Lewis Howes, and let me know that you're listening. I try to reply to as many people as possible over on Twitter and Instagram stories. So hit me a tag at Lewis Howes while you're listening and let me know what you think. And without further ado, let me introduce to you the one, the only, Chris and Heidi Powell. Welcome back to the School of Greatness podcast. We have Chris and Heidi Powell. Good to see you guys.
Good
high five
you
for both
too.
Of you.
Oh, good so to see you. That was a weak high five. There we go.
I'm so glad we got to connect. We were just talking about all the people we have in common, all the friends we have in common. I'm sure there's probably 100 more.
Right.
You know,
small world.
It's a very small world. And you guys are unbelievable inspiration to so many people around the world from your show, Extreme Weight Loss, which was a massive hit for, what, 5 or 6 seasons? Is that right?
Five and a half seasons.
But it's I'm going to jump in here real quick. It's still a hit.
It's still going
around
on,
around
right?
the world.
Syndicated. Yes. It's still going on.
It's so crazy. It got sold worldwide. It's in like 148 countries around the world now. So it's like mind-blowing that it's spread. Yes.
It's amazing. And who came up with the idea? Did one of you come up with it? Or was there a talent agent who came up with it and said, you guys should do this? Or
so, long story short, which means get
long
comfortable.
Long story.
Yeah. Long story long.
Long story's never short.
So I started doing my first massive transformation was actually back in 2003. And ended up
for
helping
yourself or someone else?
It's for somebody else, actually. Yeah. And I helped this one gentleman lose 400 pounds in 2 years.
Wow.
And through the process, he became my best friend. And we ended up living together for a couple years after that. He ended up posting his before and after pics on MySpace. I just dated myself here.
2003.
Yes, yes.
Before Facebook.
Yeah. Yes, this is long before. We didn't even know what Facebook was.
So it was 2004 when Facebook came out. Somewhere on the
So he ended up posting his pics on MySpace in about 2006, 2007. And it went viral. And sure enough, overnight, we were getting contacted by 2020 and Oprah and The View. And so it was just like, I'm a trainer in Phoenix, Arizona, and I helped this guy through this incredible journey. And sure enough, it just went like wildfire. So it was from then, a friend of mine who is actually part of, she's part of a production company here in Los Angeles that ended up having a show that was starting to be a hit called The Biggest Loser.
Sure.
She was the casting producer for it. She's like, wow. Oh my gosh, I saw what you did with your best friend, David. It's incredible. I was like, well, awesome. We're going to be doing some more transformations here in Phoenix. do you guys want to shoot it? She goes, hold on, let me talk to my boss. Mm. An hour later, I get an email from the boss, and he's like, hey, can you come out to L.A.? Well, so I talked to my girlfriend at the time, and I was just like, hey, you want to go to L.A.? They want to talk to us. And I was like, okay, well, let's do this. So we couldn't afford a flight, so we got in the car. We ended up driving out here, sat in front of a whiteboard.
I acted like his assistant because they knew who Chris was, but I'm like,
she was, right.
Though I was like the business mind, I'm like, I'll just act like I'm taking notes for you, and I'll tell you if this is a good deal or a bad deal.
She was my girlfriend, but we just pretended that she was my assistant. So we get out there, and we sit in front of a whiteboard, and we just mapped out the journey of transformation. And
wow.
Yeah, they're like, well, we need to map, like, how do you do what you do? Because we got the show that's a hit on NBC, and people are loving this weight loss thing. And I said, well, I've been doing weight loss for years now. Like, this is amazing, and it's fulfilling, and it's life-changing. And if we're going to map the journey, we need time. Like, we don't want to do a competition. We really want to capture what it's like emotionally, because there's so much more to it. And they're like, nah, people, they don't want to watch that. And I was like, no, really. Like, there's so much to that part, because that's really what it's like. And then they're like, well, can you do it in 3 months? No, absolutely not. We need a year. Like, the network will never go for that. Mm. Said, well, I don't know what to tell you guys, but we need a year to do what we do.
Yeah.
And they
for
said,
extreme
well,
weight loss.
For extreme
unless
weight.
You're doing
exactly.
Liposuction, right?
To have something that has like a big impactful change. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember actually in the meeting, they were like, gosh, I think the most the network will ever go for is 6 months. And that's pushing.
They won't
it.
Budge so it was, past that. Mm-hmm. And we said, I don't know what to do, guys, but if we're going to do this right and we're going to map this thing out. So we mapped out a year of transformation. They're like, we'll see if we can sell it. We'll see what we can do. Sure. And we didn't hear anything for what? 3 months?
Yeah.
2 months, three months.
Yeah, it was June that we went out, and October is when we got a call.
Wow.
Random phone call. I'm in the kitchen. You're sitting at the desk. We had like a desk in the middle of our kitchen because like we cleared the whole thing out because we were just hustling at the time. And so get a phone call, and it's the CEO of the production company. He's like, and he's really dramatic. He's like amazing with timing. And he's just like, dude. And it's like this long, drawn out beat. And I'm like, hello? Hey, what's going on? He's like, we sold your show. Like in a voice like that.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Because, you know, as we were creating the show, we were consultants on the development of a show, which we were just thrilled to do. I mean, we were helping them build the show, and they were going to put like a celebrity
some
trainer
on
the show. And like, as we built it out, like we built it out for that. And I mean, even though we would have loved to,
of course,
like secretly we're like, oh gosh, I wish I could do this, but we built it for them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, dude, we sold the show. I was like, awesome. Congratulations. Go team. He's like, no, dude, you don't get it. We sold the show. And I was like, no, I heard you. Congratulations. I was like, it'll look great on the resume.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, no, dude, we sold the show to ABC. And I was like, oh my gosh, in the network, you sold the show. This is fantastic. And so then again, long drawn out pause. And I'm like, wait, who's the guy? So who's going to host it? And he's like, wait, pause. You are. I was like, and I look at him, I'm like, so what does this mean?
You're right.
He goes, well, it means pack your bags. You're leaving in 5 weeks. Wow. And then it was just a 5-year run from there. I mean,
really?
365 days. A year, 5 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have kids at the time?
So I actually had two kids from a previous marriage.
Got
we
it.
Were not yet married. We ended up getting married about, we were, our plan was to never get married.
Mm-hmm.
We were just going to be life partners.
We were going to be life partners.
Yeah.
Didn't work. We ended up getting married.
It sounded really cool at the time.
But,
you know,
he really wanted a baby. And the way that my other two kids had been raised, I decided it was probably best that we get married so we don't have too much explaining to do, or whatever. We ended up getting pregnant, married and pregnant, like within the next year. So the first year of the show.
Wow.
So yeah, the traveling began.
And you traveled
December.
With them? Were you on the show originally as well, casted?
So what? No, I was not cast originally. What happened? So we're both trainers. I was a trainer from the time I was 18 years old, just had a fit kind of lifestyle. And he's the one who got me back into it when I met him a couple years prior. But when he started traveling for the show, we had only worked with one, maybe two of these super obese clients at a time. All of a sudden on the show, Chris has 8 people that he's working with at a time for the first 6 months. Now, let me say this. 6 months into season one, ABC was so excited about the results that they ended up picking up a season 2. So we started season 2
in the middle.
in the middle.
Yeah.
Added on eight more. Was season two eight more people? Yep. So we had 16 at once. And then every year thereafter, our cast was no smaller than 16 people per year, 16 to 20.
Wow.
So right off the bat, within the first week, Chris is like, he'd phone home and be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I don't even know how to handle it. So I was right off the bat, just his kind of life coach. I would say, Kate, you can only control so much.
One day at a time.
No, it was 100%. And that's our approach at the time was a lot more diet and exercise related. And as we got into it and we had all of these people in one place at one time, we realized, as Chris would kind of phone home, and we realized the behaviors that they exhibited were so similar to that of a drug addict. Like, they were just a food addict, and it all stemmed from something that went so much deeper than that. They loved food. That's I had a decade long eating disorder. And then I have family members that kind of delved into the, well, a couple that spent some time in rehabilitation clinics, which was such a blessing for me and for Chris, because he got to be there for a lot of it. And we learned things, not really seeing how much it connected, but as he would phone home with all these issues, I'm like, Chris, oh my gosh, okay, wait, what about, this is so similar to this. Let's go ahead and talk to him about that. So we would slowly incorporate the things that were drug rehabilitation related. And our whole methodology kind of shifted, and it made it easier. So Chris would travel on the road, and then he would work with half of the people. They'd end up sending half back to Arizona where I was, because he couldn't handle all eight at a time. Yeah. So I ended up running a boot camp. I got pregnant in the meantime, had a couple kids, like no rest, like literally.
So they were staying at home half the time when they're at your guys' boot camp facility or
what
wherever.
We actually would keep four to six at any given time throughout any season, four to six.
Any that were struggling. We'd send them to Arizona. They could spend time with Heidi and she could work with them there. Then I'd be on the road with the other four to six.
Spinning plates, we call
them. Or 10 to 12. Yeah. We call it spinning plates.
They had to move then essentially for 6 months or something.
If they were struggling, they would come there for a month, two months, sometimes three.
And then we'd send them back home. Yeah. Some it would just be
like a halfway house.
Yeah. And for some, it was just maybe a week where they just spent time and they needed some kind of
like a reset.
Absolutely. Wow. And I think, it made such a difference, and Chris and I realized this right off the bat, for people to come to our home, they did not trust Chris right off the bat. No one did. They all thought he was just a celebrity and, you know, he's only there for camera time.
Right.
Yeah.
And for him to be able to say, hey, go stay with my wife and my kids. And, you know, obviously he vetted them first. They had background checks.
They stay in your home?
Yes. Off the bat, they stayed in my home. Now, off the record.
hold on.
Well, but it's the fact of
that. Now that it's after the fact, we can totally say that.
Yeah. And it was more us inviting because we knew that they needed
that relationship and the trust.
That was it.
Built such a huge amount of trust between a lot of the girls that had a hard time trusting Chris right off the bat. Loved him after because I know his family. I know, you know, his kids. I was pregnant at the time. Half of them went to the hospital with me when I had my babies.
And they get to know us without cameras. Yes. Because the thing is, we surprise them there's cameras there. Mm. Every time I'll show up, there's cameras. And then the moment the cameras go away, that's when the magic happens. And that's when we can build a relationship.
Yeah.
Because helping someone through a journey of transformation, I mean, we've got them for a full year. And so we trust is everything.
It's huge.
And at first when, you know, cause we were new to production, so we didn't know how the whole thing worked. Right. And so, so we immediately didn't have that. And then we realized the more vulnerable we were, because, you know, you come in there and you're like, I'm the trainer, you're the client.
I'm the expert.
Yep. I'm going to be the pro.
There's no relatability.
You're going to learn from me.
Off the bat, they're like, you don't know what I'm going through. No. Right. You've never been overweight, you know?
The more we opened up about ourselves and our own struggles and how we got to where we are now, and like, it turned more into, guys, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
We're all like going through this crazy journey of life and we're all human. Let's work together and you help me get where I want to go. I'm going to help you get where you want to go. And let's all, and we can develop these amazing friendships in the process. Yeah. And we did.
Crazy.
It was awesome. Yeah.
How did you guys Such meet originally?
You know, we actually met.
MySpace?
Opposite
Tinder.
No, I've actually never downloaded the Tinder app. Let's just get that.
Neither have I, for the record. Happily married.
I think that came about after we were married.
It did. I don't know.
Yes. But all the production guys had Tinder. I remember that. we actually met, believe it or not. So right after I was divorced, had two kids, kind of had been through a pretty rough patch. Yeah. I'm like, wait, do I filter this? Do
I not? No, I know? Just I let
it go. Let it go.
It's Lewis. Yeah, come exactly. on.
I'll just say let this. Him have it. I definitely went through a rough patch after my
what
first
does that
marriage.
Mean?
Well, I was raised, gosh, I'm a long story short. Here we go
break
again.
Break out the tissues. Here we go. No.
I was raised in a very religious community and family. And I think in a way, and I speak for myself, no one else, because I'm sure everyone has a different experience. But I was definitely sheltered quite a bit. Didn't really know what the real world was. Mm-hmm. Got married really young. Married at 19. Well, I guess I met him when I was 19. I think we were married when I was like 20 or something. Mm-hmm. But it was just, I had never really fallen off. I'd never been given the opportunity to fall on my face. I had a dad that cared so much about me. So
sheltered,
much so.
Just
oh,
safe.
Like I spent my days grounded over nothing, but he wanted really? To keep me, like he just wanted me at home. So sure. the world didn't get to me.
Wow.
And so life was a little bit of a shock. After marriage, and then you know when the marriage didn't work out, I was like, oh my gosh, I actually have this thing called freedom and agency, and I can do what I want. Mm. Oh my goodness,
what does
goodness.
That mean? Do what you want, Lewis and I would like to hear
yeah, exactly.
I mean, I had never touched even alcohol up to that point in my life, and so it was just this. There was this period of time where I kind of experienced. People
had fun
and experience beverages.
Yeah, of course, no judgment here.
No, hey, but yeah.
But hey, it was. I think it was only about 3 months long, but it was a jam-packed 3 months.
Sure,
I will say that
you're all in.
Yeah, yeah. I was all in, and I think there was a little bit of a huge guilt factor associated with it because I had two little kids at the time, and it was like
this
when they
after would, the divorce or after
this was after the divorce.
Got
yeah,
it, got it.
So when the kids would go to their dads, I would kind of have time. A little bit of fun. And then, yeah. And
how long were you? When did you get divorced? How old were you?
25.
So it was about a 4 or 5 year marriage.
It was yeah. good math. Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
I
20
think,
to 25.
Yeah. Not bad. It was 5 years by the time the divorce was final.
Sure.
So anyway, I ended up, and I also found myself, I naturally am a people pleaser, big time, which is a huge pro and it's a huge con at the same time. And yeah. I found myself in a lot of situations where, I didn't want to make people feel poorly about themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I would naturally just be in a situation.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
deep down, I'm like, I don't know how to get out of this. I feel bad. This person's really nice. I don't want to make him feel bad about himself. And so I realized, hey, this, it was just time for me to make a change. I actually went and saw a therapist, and the therapist was like, I can help you, but you would get a lot more help in a shorter period of time if you did this self-improvement course first. Mm. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll do whatever at this point. I want to be able to tell people no. I want to be able to control my own life. And I didn't know how to do it because if I hurt your feelings, it was a reflection of who I was.
You say, okay, I'll do whatever you
want. Yes, 100%.
She took this course.
Yeah, took the course. Went on a little lunch break one day. And was I had, you know, no makeup, sweats, like a hat on. Like I was not there for a man because I was, I had been
sending
manned
the
out.
Signal. Don't talk to me.
That signal. And I picked up my lunch out of the cooler because I packed my own lunch, I'm a fitness girl. And this guy from behind me was like, I want to know what you do to get those biceps.
I didn't pick up on the signal.
Another one of these guys. Turned around.
Show him your biceps and you'll see why. Yeah. It was a legitimate. I was genuine. Like,
you
was
were like dang.
Yes, I was genuinely asking. I was like.
No, my girlfriend's got a jacked bicep.
Yes,
too, so
right? Yeah, that again. Yeah, exactly. So.
No, I was flexing for the camera right there. But yeah, and I remember turning around and seeing Chris and I was like, oh gosh, like it's a gym rat. This is not going to work out. Yeah. I don't even want to talk to this. So I spent the next day and a half avoiding it a little, or avoiding not it, him.
It's both. I'll take it.
But he was really, it was endearing because I remember you standing up in front of the mic at one point. I didn't know why you were there, what brought you there at that point. And you were so nervous up there, which you've never been nervous in front of a microphone. Mm. But then I was like, oh, is he nervous because I'm terrified here? Because he had brought me a couple gifts every day. He'd show up with a gift. Mm-hmm. But he was just so nice. So it was actually the final night. I ended up giving him a ride back to his car, and we sat in my car for a while and talked. And right off the bat, he's like, look, I don't want a relationship. I'm like, good, neither do I. I'm a single mom of two. But we just hit it off, best friends. We were friends. Chris had just moved out of his car. He had struggled with a handful of things himself and landed back on his feet, kind of. He was getting back on his feet.
In Phoenix,
time.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I lived out of my car for like 6 months. I lost everything.
No way.
Yeah.
$200,000 in debt.
Just 9 years ago, I was living out of my car. And it's
how'd you lose it all?
Yeah.
So
were you a fitness trainer before this?
I was. And in fact, I had already had all the success from helping my friend David lose all the weight. Mm-hmm. So I had been on Oprah and Today's Show in 2020. Yes.
Before you guys met.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I had no idea
all that happened in 2006 and 2007 was when everything took off as far as like me being like the fitness guy, the transformation specialist.
The guy.
Yeah, the guy. Like, and I was the go-to guy in Arizona, and I was helping all these people lose weight. And I had this grandiose dream. Like, so I
open a gym.
Well,
no.
Right? Money in this.
You've heard that story before. No, mine was I invented a nutrition system, actually. Uh-huh. And it was called Stacks. And I got a provisional patent on it, and I tooled a factory in China. Yeah. And I ran 12,000 of them, and I borrowed a couple $100,000 to make this product, and they shipped it over, and it was junk. But the concept was brilliant.
Yeah.
But the concept of it was brilliant. I mean, this is 2005, and like I'm passionate about helping people change their lives, and nutrition was such a complex thing for so many people to get, but it was the concept is it's still really like it amazing. It's a cooler system.
It has since been knocked off a couple times. I'll tell you that.
It's been knocked off twice.
Just in case you know any viewers
of
the other.
So rewind to 2005 and I'll let you guys do the math here because you're gonna know and you'll recognize, you'll be like, dude, that sounds just like I presented it to them too, the way. So anyway, it's a cooler system and it's got portion control containers that are color coded. So there's like pink for protein, yellow for carbs, green for veggies, and it's got marked and dish on the side. Just fill it up based on your weight.
Yeah.
And they stack inside of it. It's called Stacks for your breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner.
Backpack.
Exactly. And there's a timer that goes off every 3 hours when it's time for your next meal. Timer goes off, you pull it. So the concept was there, and I had 12,000 of these things that I ran, But the thing is, like, when you run it, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know quality. I'm a trainer with this.
It wasn't work. I mean, the product wasn't quality, is what you're saying.
That's exactly it.
They messed it up, or it was, like, janky.
It was all janky, and it just wasn't what I had ordered. And the factory went, well, you owe us $250,000 now. And I went, I don't have it. And now I have to turn around and try to sell a product that I can't sell because it's not sellable.
Oh, man.
I went belly up. I lost everything. And,
wow.
And
we ended up over time salvaging those units. We yeah. did when I came because Chris is a dreamer. For, yeah. Like they say, you got to have a dreamer and you got to have a doer. And yeah. we really are. We are so opposite in that way. Such a dreamer has taught me how to dream a little. Such a doer. And we yeah. kind of rub off on each other. Yeah. But he, when I met him, he was like, I have all this stuff. I don't know what to do with it. So
I'm in
we
$250,000.
Oh, we salvaged.
And yeah, yeah. And I was literally driving around and sleeping on friends' couches because I lost
is that,
everything.
Is that when you met Dean? You slept on his couch then?
As a matter of fact, Dean, no so Dean Graziosi, he knew me back then. And yeah, and I remember sleeping on his couch a couple of times.
Wow.
Yeah, he took me up to Vegas with them. And it was nice just to be able to like just escape from my reality because like life was not good. It was, I look back and what a blessing. Mm-hmm. But oh my gosh, it was just a really, it was a big struggle then. And actually I ended up, the guy David, who's my best friend at the time, his family opened up their doors to me and they let me sleep on their couch for 3 months while I got back on my feet.
The guy you helped transform?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So his whole family opened up their doors to Amazing. Me and opened up their arms. And they said, just come live with us, your family. And so they helped me out, and I lived there for 3 of the 6 months and slowly got back on my feet. And then a buddy of mine was like, hey, I went to this seminar, really helped turn my perspective around. You got to check it out.
Yeah. Emotional intelligence seminar?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly it. So sure enough, I was like, I just put it off for a while. Then I was like, I'll just go. And I went, and I met her.
Wow.
And
transformed your life.
It really did. In so many ways. But and at the time, like we were both of us, it was great because we were like, no, I'm not interested in a relationship. In our very first conversation, I think the first words out of my mouth after talking about her biceps was, I'm broke. I'm completely broke. I have nothing, but I've got really big dreams. I'm gonna help transform the world.
And I loved it. Like his car, the window didn't roll up all the way, the door didn't shut. Like within a month of me hanging out with him, I was helping him get it repossessed because the creditors were after him. I mean,
wow.
I loved how authentic and honest he was, whereas I had only been around people that were trying to present themselves as something that they weren't. And I can see through it so quickly. So I loved, and he's like, come over to my house, you know, and I go over and he had like a blow up mattress and 2 chairs. And that was like it in the whole house.
Bachelor life. Yeah.
100%.
And I got those chairs out of the dumpster in the back.
Sure, sure. Wow. Yeah.
I just thought, and he didn't care. Like he wore like the same tennis shoes every single day, but worked so hard and had like, I mean, his dreaming ability is just insane. And I remember listening, he's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm like, wow, you, like, in my mind, part of me was like, I don't know if you're going to be able to do all that.
Yeah.
But I would tell him no matter what, I would say, you can and you should. Because in my mind, I knew like the only way, everyone needs support. And if there's anyone in his life, if there's anyone in my life that tells me I can't do something, it plants a seed that I can't. And so together we would just, you know, I worked for free for him for, I don't know, years and years until we got married and had kids. And even then it's all ours, but like just worked because his ability to rally people is unlike anything you have ever seen before.
Wow.
Like he just, when he speaks something, you're like,
I'm in.
That's insane, I'm in. But I am in. Yeah. Like it really, and yeah, it's the whole, if you can dream it, you can do it. I've always said this, like you, Chris, are the epitome of that because it's insane to actually see someone manifest something, like say it and then make it happen.
Right.
Like, and not give up until we get there. Like it is
willing to wait 10
Brett,
years.
Oh
can,
yeah.
Who's in the
oh,
room?
Yeah. And then
is
some.
It not the most insane thing? It's just go and go and go and go and go. And like, he is so single.
But I needed somebody to believe in my dreams. Cause I started to lose faith in my ability during my struggles. That's when I lost. I stopped dreaming during that time because life slapped me down. So for the first time, it was after I met her, someone believed in my dreams again. And because she believed, then I believed. And then it fueled it. No joke, it was within 9 months of us coming together. I'm a host of a television show on ABC.
Crazy.
And boom, 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 boom. And now we're writing books. And now we're growing a family. And all these things that we're manifesting.
Insane.
And we would dream it together now. And it wasn't just me dreaming. It was like now we could dream together and we could believe in each other, and which we need. Because sometimes you don't believe in yourself. That's just the fact of the matter. Sometimes you lose that.
Yeah. And it's, and you can probably attest for this. Like I know how hard Chris and I work, but I also think it's not just about hard work. Because I know, I'm sure there are people on this earth that work equally as hard as us that are, you know, maybe in a factory somewhere, right? Yeah, yeah. And like, I could cry even like hearing you say that, because it's true. And they have the best intentions for their life and their family, but this is where they're at. And so it's hard for me not to feel like this is divine. Like there is we all have a purpose in this world, because for so many things to line up the way that they have, it's just like,
it's crazy, huh?
Where much is given, much is expected though. And that, to me, I'm like, hey, that is, we have a huge responsibility to uphold, you know, and lives to change and people to help. And it's definitely not a selfish thing. And in my mind, I feel like the second anything becomes selfish, like that's grounds for all of this being taken away. And I'm sure you can relate. Absolutely. Don't you just feel
look what you've built.
That's why that gratitude board you have in there. I'm like, that is everything.
and the thing is, what you're doing is so much greater than just you. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're sharing this inspiration, motivation with the world.
Right.
And look what you've been able to build in 4 years.
Yeah.
But your intention and the drive.
It's all about intention. I think people can achieve these big dreams and make a lot of money, but there's always going to be something missing inside if the intention isn't to serve a bigger purpose than themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or at some point it's going to fall off, and you know there's going to be depression and other things. That's why it's like I've always, even with any little success that I have, I'm always surrounding myself with a good team that's just like, all right, how can we continue to impact and inspire and transform in our own way.
Yeah.
As opposed to how much more, you know, money can we stack up on our bank
account. That's exactly it. Yep.
And a lot of it's me. It's like, I try to feel like I don't even have money. I just want to be able to invest it all back into the creation of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Into transforming more people or reaching more people. It's like, how can we make sure we're not going to go broke, but also like invest in as much back into people in the world.
Yes.
And I think that's the way to do it.
And you're doing it. But you're following your passion and you're following this vision and this dream, and the money, the finances, just let them follow because they're going to.
Yeah, exactly.
But your focus stays exactly where it should be. And as long as that happens, you are bound for greatness, my friend. Yeah, the school of greatness.
And I love what you're saying. I'm sitting here. I'm like, well, the good news is Chris and I don't have a ton of money. So with as much as we've accomplished, I look at our accounts and I'm like, you know, it's
clear. Isn't it weird sometimes?
Even when
you've made a lot of money that's come through the business, you're like, well, it's all gone somehow. Like the taxes, the team, and the development of products. Right. It's like, there's really not that much left over.
Totally.
But then at the same time, I tell Chris all the time, I'm like, you know, with or without money, we have everything. I feel like I am the richest human being in the entire world with all the people we have surrounding us. Our kids, our health, and just the opportunities to be able to accomplish some of the things that we've been able to accomplish. It's amazing.
A rich life.
With the impact.
It is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. It's. I can legitimately say that I am fulfilled in life. Yeah, I feel great.
That's good.
But I can I can excitedly say that we're just getting started also.
It's
going to get that much better. And it's so much greater than us. You know, that's the best part about it.
What's been the biggest challenge for you guys as a partnership coming together, a relationship?
Oklahoma. That's your safe word, right?
My safe word is keep going. Yeah. Didn't John Cena say that in some movie? Yeah. Keep going.
What were you saying?
Were we
talking about your book?
No. Your nails are digging into my leg right now.
Exactly. You guys were both kind of like, you know, going through a transition and figuring out your lives when you met, it seems like. Mm-hmm. You're both in self-discovery, struggling, right? And then within years, quickly you had this kind of recognition, fame, success, whatever. People knew who you were. You had your show. You started to make some money. Some opportunities came in. What was the biggest challenge as, I guess, you started to grow, you know, well-known and
you weren't
as well-known?
Great question.
There's opportunities. There's women throwing themselves at you. There's shiny objects. There's all these other things happening. You're getting all
women
these
women and men throwing themselves at you.
Yeah, exactly. The fitness world specifically.
They weren't quite sure he was married or not yet. Right, exactly. So he's fair game. Mm-hmm.
So
you know?
I guess as a relationship, how did you guys continue to stay strong or were you not strong for a time?
No, we struggled. I think as so many people would.
So maybe for, I should answer and you had two kids.
And you had two kids. So it's like, should we get married, or do I want to be with someone who's got kids already? You know, when you don't have kids yet, right?
That was actually a really big struggle right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, even meeting her, you know, she as soon as she told me she had two kids, I was like, oh, friend zone. Okay, yeah, here we go. Exactly. We're cool. And, and same thing.
She's like, hookup buddy zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, we weren't even hooking up. I was so I'm done with men.
We were legitimately friends.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, for probably about 4 months or so. Until actually, I believe it or not, it was something I was terrified of. I was terrified of kids. Mm. And I was like, oh, when I have my own, it'll be good. But then our relationship grew and grew. And then I actually saw her with her daughter for the first time, like being a mom. Mm. Probably 4 or 5 months into our friendship, and she brought her daughter Marley over.
You fell in love.
Oh my
more.
Gosh, yeah. Dude! I saw that, and I was like, "That is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life."
Wow!
And that's what I was so scared of. Oh my gosh, that's what I want in my life, and that was it. Then I just had to like convince her that I'm not just some,
stay the night with me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not just some bachelor who just wants to hook up. Like, this is legitimately the most incredible thing I've ever seen. It was just her being a mom and the love that they had for each other. So that was done and over. I was like, okay, I'm in. I'm all in there.
And then what was the big challenge then?
I do. And this is such a good question because actually no one has ever asked us this, ever. We've
spoken
about it.
You guys seem like you have it all figured out. You guys are like,
and we don't.
Loving it together,
like,
connected.
And when we take a moment and we talk about what we're grateful for, which happens often, it is, that is what bonds us and brings us together. But we have just as many, if not more in some ways, struggles as other couples because of what we deal with. And like what you're talking about, it's a challenge you don't expect and you don't even know is there. We know now, so bear with me if I don't make a lot of sense here, but
I'll let you start this and then I'll talk about
So yes, it was actually, that was an totally unexpected, an actual very difficult time for me for a couple reasons. So when the show was, we were shooting that first year. Now, when we were shooting the first year, life was the same, like status quo.
It wasn't on the show.
Right.
It wasn't on air yet.
Yeah. Like, and to me, Chris and I were always equal. Like he, you know, was the dreamer and he was kind of
executing.
And I was executing and he appreciated.
You were keeping him together.
Yes.
And
and if I feel appreciated, I am golden. Yeah. Like, I don't need money. I just need appreciation.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Be told I am, you know, enough.
Yes,
that's what I need. And at the time, so in the middle of the year, my dad passed away. Mm. And then about the time, which was just really hard for me. And then about the time the show aired, actually a couple days after the very first show aired, I had Cash, our first child. So I was pregnant and totally hormonal anyway.
Of course.
So I will say at that time and after, a lot of things compound, I really struggled to see my value. And I was helping behind the scenes on the show. And I was giving, I mean, from the time the show started until ever, I was giving 20 hours a day and we had people staying in my home with me. I felt like in a lot of ways, you know, Chris would travel and be like, I'm just waiting to surprise James here. I have all day to do nothing.
And you're like, three kids.
I had three kids, a newborn baby. My dad had just passed away. I have six people in town from the show. Yeah. Like I was literally going, like I would have breakdowns.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah. Oh, I would. I'd be like, yeah. And luckily I had someone I was working, I had helping me out in Arizona, but I'd be like, I can't handle this anymore. This is crazy. They want me. They need me. They're mad at me. I mean, it was just, everything was compound at once. And then add to it. Yeah. When the recognition with Chris started and we would, everywhere we would go, everywhere.
He's getting. praise, and you're just like,
and, you know,
sitting here in the background.
And I felt horrible. Like, people would say, oh my gosh. Well, and I'd be like, oh, jeez. Well, and I'd be like, this is my wife. She's amazing, and she does everything
but
with me.
I think, too, really had a hard time with his, and this isn't the reality, but my story at the time was his focus is more, you know, the show. And we have a effing family. Yeah. Like, I have three kids and I am babysitting all of your other kids while you are filming. Like, that was the story I had in my head. And I'm doing all this behind the scenes and you're just, you know. And so there were definite, you know, he'd be like, going to Tennessee, you know, going to Nashville, watching all these bands tonight. And I was just like,
I stopped. Hold on. I'd call up and I'd be like, yeah, I'm just hanging out in the hotel tonight. nothing going on.
And then there were a few times where I would hear stories from production guys, which he wasn't.
And I'm like, oh.
They were like, you know, Chris, when he was drinking the other night, like, he over-tipped the bar. And I'm like, what?
No, hold on. Hold on. That happened like
one time.
Texas and Nashville. I'll tell you exactly. Fort Worth and Nashville is the two times I drank with the crew.
But part
and
of
it
the
was literally
was,
like a drink because I do not do alcohol. Yeah.
I will say
not
this.
My thing.
Part of the problem was I was perpetually pregnant on the show and or nursing. So I was like, woo. I mean, the whole time, all 5 years. But after the first, the only reason I ever ended up on camera in season two for the first season and then three and then four and five, we were co-hosts. Only reason is because Chris was he knew I was struggling with my worthiness and he knew how much I was giving and he wanted me to feel that accomplishment and that acknowledgement. So any chance he would get, and it would make me cry. I would sit there watching interviews, and I will cry now. But no, really, he was the sweetest, and he would be sitting in a boardroom with all of these media people, like for the show. You know, it was ABC had set up this huge press conference, and they would ask a question and say, "You've done this, this, and this for your people," and he would say, guys, like, the magic is my wife. Wow. Like, he would literally, and I'd be amazing. Like, gosh. But I really think, like, him doing that so much made people like, hey, who's this wife? Like, who's this secret weapon? Then they're like, put her on camera. And I'm like, what am I doing? I don't know how to be on camera. I don't know what I'm doing, you know. And
I was just follow me. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's go. Let's
and
have some fun.
It was so uncomfortable for me.
Oh, my gosh.
I just wanted his acknowledgement, his love. But our executive producer, the showrunner, was just, he loved the reality of what was happening. He loved that the people were a part of our family. He loved that Chris and I did this together. And over time, he was like, gosh, we've got to make this. Like, the world needs to see, like, what's really happening.
And that was the reality of it. It wasn't me. It was us, and we were doing it. And so it was a natural pull to bring her in and so that they can really capture how this whole thing works.
Yeah.
And then, I'm an ugly crier.
So. No, and it was so awesome. Then, you know, before you know it, season three, they introduce Heidi, and then her, and then all of a sudden people, like, we go places and people start freaking out because it's Heidi Powell.
I'll cry about now because I don't feel like I deserve it, you know?
And, you know, but even at that, I mean, like, when, like, something that we've definitely struggled with also is, like, then all of a sudden, like, her brand starts to grow, you know, and mine's up here, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, now all these people are freaking out when they see
and
her.
You're
and
not
I'm
getting
like,
the attention.
And I'm like, well,
what about me?
What about me? Exactly.
So how do you guys manage your egos in the whole situation as well?
You know, it just being totally transparent, it still is a challenge sometimes. Well, when all of a sudden things started to grow big with her, it actually brought about something I've struggled with for a long time that I didn't even know was there. And I'll never forget when it actually came up. We're sitting in a Starbucks parking lot. And all of a sudden, like, Heidi is like, everybody wants Heidi, and she's getting speaking engagements, and all these things are happening. And I ended up breaking down in this parking lot. And because as her brand started to grow, I've always had this innate fear that I'm just scared of losing her. And so I've always been terrified that she's going to leave me. And if I don't have that value, then, you know, because when I'm here, she wants to be with me. And
desirable.
Yeah. And it's so crazy because she met me when I had nothing. And all of a sudden things took off. And I kept thinking, she loves me. And we've got all these things going on because I'm here. And now she's coming up. And so then she's not going to need me anymore. And so that just brought, like, for me, that was a huge struggle. And it all stems, you know, deep inside, there's an 8-year-old kid who feels like he doesn't have any value. And so he feels like it's all these things that he's created, and that's why people love him. You know, and it's, oh, as long as I keep creating, then people are going to love me for it. You know, and so it brought it, I got stripped down of everything, and it was just me and her in the car, and I just broke down. And I said, I am so terrified that you're going to leave me. That when if I don't have this anymore, or if now that you're above me, you're there, you're not going to need
which
me
I'm
anymore.
Not.
But story and that had to come out, yeah. And so now and that was just a couple of years ago, and it's great because now it's there, and it's so crazy because like I'm aware of it, but there's still those feelings that I'm still working through, and it's like finding the value in and of myself, and not in what I create, and not in or how. You know, basically in the brand or anything. Yeah.
So how do you guys build a great marriage and business partnership working together with your business together, your brands, and also being married?
Yeah.
How do we keep it strong?
You know,
do you have rituals or habits that you guys do together every morning, every night, during the day? Like what makes it continue to be strong when those fears come up?
I will say this. I think the foundation of it is actually our wedding ring.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It's my best friend. It's blurred together because it's been so long.
Yeah.
But it's my best friend in my handwriting on his finger and his handwriting on mine.
Wow.
It is as long as we remember, and we will have times, like, I mean, maybe once a week where we're like, okay, would you treat your best friend like this? And the other one is quickly like, no. Okay.
Wow.
And it's the ability to be vulnerable, which is really hard to do, and authentic, you know, in moments where, you know, either of us are heated. If we can stop ourselves and bring ourselves there, and deep down, even if, you know, we're reacting, we're saying things we shouldn't, because we do, we're human.
Oh, yeah.
We do all the time. Both of us, we know, like when he's acting a certain way, I'm like, he knows in his mind right now that he shouldn't be saying this. Maybe he just needs to, I just need to walk away for a little bit, but we're not perfect. We definitely have big fights. But I will say, excuse me, guys, your ability to recognize what you're doing wrong after the fact is incredible. I don't even have
it's
that.
Quick to, you're it, quick to recognize.
It's sometimes not quick. But
I need to walk away, and I got to cool off
sooner.
But usually, you'll get an apology within about a half an hour.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so
once you breathe, you're like,
that's it. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And who am I being?
Yeah,
my ego, or am I coming from love. Yeah,
yes, and mostly it's coming from me, and I'm just being. It's most of the time coming from ego.
Yeah,
coming from some sort of fear. Yeah, or some sort of hurt.
Yeah,
and then I just need to step away, identify where it's coming from, feel what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. Then I'll come back and apologize.
Yeah.
And that's really helped out a lot, because if I dug my heels in on that and didn't apologize, and I wouldn't blame you, like it would be a disaster.
Wow.
But it works really well. And likewise. And a lot of times, like, she'll know sometimes when I'm coming from a place, and she can see the matrix, man. She's the ultimate life coach. She's like, you're coming from a place of fear right now. It's all ego. You're just trying to look
good.
You're not
going to
back
up
because of this and this.
You want to be right.
Yeah. And then, of course, at the time, I'm out. No, I'm not.
You know? Usually with a few other words.
Deep down inside, I'm like,
yeah, right.
Damn, she totally just called me out. But she's very understanding.
Yeah.
And then when I apologize, she's always gracious. Thank you. Mm. And likewise, it takes a little more time for her to apologize to me too. Because she's a little more.
24 hours. Not
that's exactly it.
I'm never wrong.
I'm patient. I'm patient.
Yeah,
I can wait for it.
That's good.
But no. Balance is definitely something we still struggle with. I mean, especially like now, there's so much going on in our lives and on the most wonderful levels, you know, as far as business goes and our family and like everything's awesome. But we have not taken enough time for each other. We simply haven't.
But you say that, but then I have times where, you know, that's my story to myself always is we don't have enough, you know, there's not enough time for family or me, whatever. But then at the same time, I sit there and I'm like, Would I have it any other way? No. Because guess what?
Absolutely
like,
not.
We might not go to a movie once a week, and we might not take vacations for the purpose of vacationing, you know, once a month or whatever, once a year. But we get to build something freaking incredible together.
Yeah.
Like, how many other couples get to and can do that? Because some spouses can't even, like, be in the same room for an hour together.
Right.
Five
right.
minutes, you know? We are literally together 24/7 and...
Yeah.
We make it happen.
I think balance is really a challenging thing. If you want to achieve something at the highest level, I don't think you can have balance.
No.
We agree.
I don't think you can.
Yeah,
I agree. I think there's, you know, if there's all these different categories of your life, there's your health and wellness, there's your career, there's your relationships, there's your kids, there's whatever, fun, play, adventure, vacations.
Yeah.
If one thing wants to be great, you need to spend most of your time on that one thing.
Right.
And the rest of the stuff, you just have to be intentional with the time you spend on it.
Amen.
And sometimes maybe you add a little more time to some other box of your life, but really, the greatest athletes in the world don't say, oh, I'm just going to practice an hour today and I'll be the best.
Right.
They practice the entire day and obsess over it,
right.
everything they do to give themselves a chance of maybe going to the top. I mean, you experience this. It's like the difference between a good NFL player and the best at that position is an obsession of it in their life.
Yes.
And there's not this healthy relationships.
It's, right.
Yeah.
Or, I'm going to be obsessed I can be really good.
Yeah.
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 You know,
yeah.
So I think
we totally agree. Yep.
And it's like,
you actually just made me feel a lot better. I'm like,
I just think it's what's your priority? Do we want to have an equal balance on everything in my life?
Yeah.
Or do I want to be great at something for 5 to 10 years and then maybe I can maintain the momentum and then put other time and energy in something else?
Yep.
And I don't think you need a lot of time on certain things. Like, even when you say you want more time together, you need more time.
Do we need it?
If you stared at each other's eyes for 30 minutes a day, and focused on like each other for 30 minutes, you'd probably be like, that's all I need.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Or like,
yeah.
Or just have like more intimate, vulnerable moments.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe 60 seconds.
I mean, if you spent like a few moments where you just like really connected, as opposed to like, oh, we're just going to sit around and like be on our phones more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then you wouldn't need like hours every day.
So true. And the fact of the matter is, we did.
Oh,
hey, you know what?
Were you in the room or was it in a private room?
All we needed was two and a half minutes. That's it, right there. Balance. We just found balance. We're good. Now let's work.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're spot on, though. You really are.
Yeah.
And that's just the thing. Like, we have pushed so much of our time and energy into building something because we have an opportunity to create something amazing right now. When it comes to transformation and really making a dent in this world. And we are together, we are running full force toward that.
Let me ask you another question. Unless you have something to say about
this. No, I was going to say the only thing that does require balance is parenting. Because we do have more kids.
Well,
kids.
And definitely need time.
My kids are my world. They really, truly, I would give up every single thing that I have in this. And I tell him this every day. I would give up every opportunity for those kids because they are that amazing. And it's awesome to see how forgiving they are of us and how wonderful they are. Like, luckily we get to work from home when we're in Arizona.
Which really
helps,
they
don't know the difference. And they get to climb on our laps as we're working. They get to meet all the people we work with. I mean, they love
That's great.
Life.
It's like a family. Yeah.
You know, so it's funny because I say we're running toward business, but we're kind of taking all these other buckets with us.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, so we're all kind of in it together. Yeah.
Jump on
that's,
my back.
That's our definition of balance.
Sure,
that's
sure.
exactly it.
Now, how did you guys both, because the show ended, what, 2015? Is that right?
Essentially. Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
It's syndicated, so it's still out
there.
Yeah. Stop
filming.
But going from being like the people on ABC, right? And it's like every week you guys are out there and people are talking about you, press and Oprah and Dr.
Right,
Oz.
Right, right.
It's crazy too. Not having a show for 2 years, that's a new show coming out every week.
Right.
How do you guys transition with like this feeling relevant or feeling like worthy enough? Or are we going downhill now since we don't have a show that's happening?
Yeah.
I think we might both have slightly different answers to this. Because I think to an extent it hasn't hit yet, to be honest, because we are in 148 countries.
It's still syndicated everywhere. It's happening.
Syndicated.
It's
we've
crazy.
Been building, yeah,
it's
we've
so
been,
cool at the same time.
Totally.
Yeah.
We've been building these things. And I think in
That's
my
nice.
World, there you know, there's a lot of fit moms that need advice right now. Mm-hmm. And so we haven't, and but I am preparing for it because I know at some point the wave, you know, the
show
wave
may
crashes.
Not be on anymore.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And you guys were never really big on social media before, were you? Or
no, it kind of grew organically, and I still struggle with it. Like, yeah. As far as my posts is like, I'm just not
great.
As consistent as I should be.
Yeah, she's doing it for you.
That just happened in the car on the way here. Yeah, yeah. I'm literally driving, and I was like, hey, could you post for me real quick? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, but I will. I'll get there. You know, in my world of balance and all the buckets,
sure.
I'm taking care of one thing first, then I'll jump over into social. She's really good on social, but so when the whole show, when we got the phone call, they said, you know what, we're not going to be renewing your contract. You know, thank you so much. And it was a great run, blah, blah, blah. I cried at first just because that was all I'd known for the last 5.5, 6 years.
Yeah. Part of your identity.
As a life coach, you know, I'm like, oh. I knew right away. I was like, I'm totally having an identity crisis right now, and I did. And it's funny because, like, when you spend so much time life coaching other people, you experience
you
it, and you're going through it yourself, and you're like, oh my gosh, I wrote a chapter on this, and I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah.
You know, but after 24 hours, it was like literally like, oh my gosh. I can build it now. We can do this.
Yeah, you have time.
Yes. One of the biggest struggles that we had for five and a half years was when we had the show that starts off with, you know, Mary wrote a letter to Chris and Heidi, and Chris and Heidi surprised her. Could you imagine the letters that we get? Because that's how the show starts. And
thousands
so
of letters you get probably, right?
Tens of
hundreds,
thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
We've, yeah, we got probably a total of about 650,000 or so emails from people asking for help. Mm-hmm. Do you know how heartbreaking
that's a big
that
email list?
It
you
is.
Save them in your email list.
We saved them. We haven't gotten anything with them, so they're all cold now.
That's it.
Now you have a program you can create for them all.
We had to build something for them because the thing is, and then they go, great, now you get to select 15 people a year to help.
Gosh.
And we're like, great. There's 700,000 people that are asking for help. How the heck are we supposed to do this?
Wow.
So for 5 years, that tormented us because look at all the people that need, that genuinely need the help.
Yeah.
They're ready. They went so far as to write handwritten letters or 5-page emails of
images
help
of
me.
Them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heartbreaking.
And even harder
like,
is when
we
ran into people
in
person.
Tears.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just like just heartbreaking. So the whole time we're like, as soon as we can, we're going to build the machine. We're going to show these people.
Yeah.
We can take them through transformation. We just need the time to do it. So as soon as 24 hours, I felt bad for myself. We hugged and cried a lot.
And
then
like,
it was like,
action.
Oh my gosh, let's do this. Spent 2 years and pretty much all the money we had saved, basically. And we built this huge digital platform to take people through the journey of transformation.
At home. And
yes,
on their own.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then we started reaching out to these other amazing partnerships, like with food. And so now we got pre-portioned food so we can feed people.
Wow.
Now bring in the supplements. And so we're creating like a whole ecosystem of transformation it is the best, like the next best thing to literally having us like right there with you. And so like now we can build it. We're still like putting the finishing touches on the rest of the system, but it's like we're right there.
Wow.
And it's just so exciting.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you guys really used the opportunity where the show is
coming
on and you took it into action.
Yeah. And we're just getting started.
I'm curious. I mean, what is it? 1 in 3 people in America are overweight. Is that the
2 of 3?
Yeah.
2 of 3.
Yeah. So 74%.
Well, I mean, When I see this sometimes, and I get it because I've never been like super overweight, but I was like 255, 260, where I was just like after football, I just like kept eating whatever. And I moved to New York City, and every street corner, I was like, I want that. I want those peanuts.
Yeah.
And I want this. And I was just like, and I just kept eating.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'll be all fine. But no, I wasn't. I just kept gaining. And they started calling me Fluis for Fat Lewis because I was just like so chubby.
Funny.
It wasn't that bad, but it was just
still.
You know, my friends were like, you're getting a little fat there, you know.
Yeah.
But I could kind of hide it because I'm tall or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just started realizing like, wow, I'm just not happy with myself. Like I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not eating right. And so I really started to just learn more about and educating myself about food and fitness because I was just training and eating whatever I wanted in my teens and 20s. I could do it.
Yep.
And you're praised to eat when you're playing football.
Yeah.
We used to eat.
After practice, we would get two Chipotle burritos, two with double meat, two of them. You know what I mean?
Oh
and then it's like after every meal, I had to have some type of milkshake or candy bar. Like I would just eat candy bars for meals.
Right.
And it worked for you.
Yeah, it was great.
And no one ever really taught you how to do it otherwise.
No, I didn't know. I just was super uneducated. Yeah. I just didn't know. And then I went to New York and I started learning about juicing and green juice. And I was like, I'll never drink this stuff. But then I started drinking it. I started to feel better. And I was just like, let me learn more. And there's so much I'm still learning, which is challenging because there's so much research that contradicts itself in every area of the fitness nutrition world, right?
Yes.
You know, there really is.
So and many different documentaries.
Yeah. And yes. Different, and you don't know who's backing which documentary.
For what? Yes. Yes.
What the health I saw the other day. And I was like, I don't know. That's all this stuff. Yeah. But my question, what was going to be my question on this topic?
Well, you're
talking about how you're educating yourself. You know, you went to New York.
Okay.
You gained weight. You're educating yourself in this.
So when people start to gain the weight, mm-hmm. and then it just keeps piling on.
Yeah.
How does this happen? First off, because I started to recognize, like, wow, I don't want to be this way anymore. Let me make a change.
Yeah.
But two out of three people, it sounds like, don't make the change, or they continue. Like, once you're 100 pounds overweight, how do you get to be 200 pounds overweight?
Right.
What is the mindset that these individuals you've worked with for so long that get them to a place of, like, no return?
Right.
How do people get there? And what's the quickest way they can switch it in their mind? Because I really feel like it's a switch.
It's
a decision for me to be like, 3 weeks ago I said I'm not having any more sweets.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just done.
Yeah.
Like, no candy bars. It's like, I can't just, in moderation.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't want. Yeah.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's a week for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And try to get lean and shredded. Like, it's just not going to work. Because I'm like, well, I had one. Let me just have all day of everything.
The dam breaks.
Four pizzas and five milkshakes. Like.
Totally.
Yeah.
So how do people first go there to themselves where they just like, it's like either they don't care or they're just like, they don't know how, or what is that? And then how do they make a decision to actually switch it?
Great questions.
To transform.
Well, yes, great questions. Now, and just in our experience, it seems like everybody's path is a little bit different. Now, there's a common denominator, especially among the folks that we've worked with, that a lot of your viewers have probably seen on the show. Mm-hmm. Many of them, they are dealing with a true food addiction. And so the food is, they have an unhealthy relationship with food, and they're using it to numb some other emotions that they do not want to deal with in life. And so a lot of times that has happened from traumatic experiences in the past. And those traumatic experiences, there's a laundry list.
Of course. Sexual
death,
abuse,
molestation, abandonment, whatever that might be, failure, you know, et cetera. But then there's other people who've actually just come up like yourself. You came up through sports. And so the thing is, you were praised based on those behaviors. So you learned those behaviors.
Yeah.
It wasn't a coping mechanism emotionally, but instead those were behaviors.
It was there's a habit.
Positive reinforcement behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was the one thing. So you're like, okay, well, this has worked for me to this point, and you just haven't learned any other way around it. So there's two different individuals here that we're dealing with, you know, just based on where they came up, you know, how they came up through life.
And why do they continue to put on the weight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, once you're 100 pounds overweight, like, are you aware yet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that you're overweight?
Some people are, and some people are not.
Mm-hmm.
I will say there are a handful of people that come to us and they're like, I didn't even realize. Like, I knew I was 300 pounds, but I didn't even realize what that looked like or what that was until either a doctor said something or they saw a picture of themselves or whatever it was.
They saw a reflection in the mirror.
Yeah, it's body dysmorphia in the other way. Like, they don't even understand. It doesn't even resonate that that's unhealthy or that's something that they never thought they were going to be until they view themselves from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And then as far as why they don't make a change, and then some of them actually continue, you hit the nail on the head. People don't know how. They don't know how. It's a lack of education. And I think so often people, I'm like seeing this triangle here, they actually view it as this huge mountain, like this Mount Everest. Like I have to do. Especially once you hit the point of no return, they think. Like when they're at 300 pounds or whatever that number is, it's different for everyone. They think, in order for me to get to where I need to be, I'm going to have to cut everything out of my diet. Right. I'm going to have to work out for hours a day.
That's a miserable life.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And what happens is they try. And they try and they try and they fail.
2 weeks and they're like,
yep, they try and they fail, they try and they fail.
They continue to fail. Mm-hmm. And before they know it, they don't believe in themselves anymore at all.
Like, screw it, I'm never going to get
it. Yes. And so they try and convince themselves and everyone around them that they are happy with who they are and where they're at because they don't believe that they have what it takes to lose the weight. They might see people on TV that do it, but in their minds they're like, well, it's because they have a trainer doing this, they have this, I'm different, my body is different. Well, the fact of the matter is, no one's body is different, but the approach is different for the people that are actually successful. The ones that are successful start so incredibly small. Like, think about it. When you make a change in your life, a big change, where you're sitting right now, mm-hmm. right? Didn't happen because one day you're like, I'm going to build this humongous thing and, you know, I'm doing everything today.
Interview at a time.
One there it is. Baby step at a time.
And like, oh, how can I make it a little bit better each time? How can I learn?
Exactly. That's how transformation happens. Yeah. It's not about committing to 20 things at one time.
Right.
It's about making one what we call a power promise. One power promise to yourself at a time. For a lot of people, we tell them, start with just drinking an extra quart of water every single day. And they're like, really? Like, that's the magic Chris and Heidi Powell are going to give to me? We're like, yes. Because once you do that and you fulfill that commitment every freaking day, like, you never miss a day. It has to be so stupidly simple that you will never miss a day. Guess what? By the end of that week,
start to believe in yourself.
Integrity and momentum.
That's exactly what it is. Because we take people who have lost hope in themselves because they're looking at it, they say, I've tried and failed so many times, there's no way I'm ever going to get there. And that's exactly how we grow it, is just one simple promise at a time. And by doing that, you keep yourself winning. And if you can keep yourself winning, you start to believe in yourself again. And there's nothing more powerful than belief. The human mind, a human that believes in themselves and something that they can do and accomplish, there is absolutely nothing that can stop them.
Yeah.
And they will always put forth the effort required to get them where they want to go and beyond. And that's for us, that is the juice that makes it all worth the squeeze. When all of a sudden we're working with someone and they reach a point, sometimes it's 2 months in, sometimes it's 6 months in, and they go, what else can I do? Then it's our job as coaches. Let's just get out of your way and just let you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now you know, you just take those tiny little steps and look where you can go.
Yeah, but you got to make the commitment to yourself mentally first, don't you? And say, I'm going to commit to this every single day.
That's it. Yeah. But that's why we shrink that commitment down to something.
A week or something.
Yes. Yeah. And it's to a point where the commitment that we have to make, the power promise is what we call it. It has to be so small, it's almost to a point where when they go, as soon as they chuckle, like, that's ridiculous, that's so easy. We go, boom, that's it.
Do it, Dan.
That's our power promise. Okay, cool, we're going to do this for the next week. And they go, are you kidding me? Of course I can do that for the next week.
Okay, like, you can do something else too.
Yes, but we're not going to take on the second one yet. Let's just do this for the next week. They do it for next week? Okay, let's pile the next one on. Let's pile the next one on. And it's one step at a time. Yeah. We never try to make a quantum leap, because if you do, you're going to fall twice as far down.
Yeah.
You're going to fail. So we just keep building it. And before you know it, as you build it, you build their integrity, you build their dignity. And before you know it, like, we love it, because at the end of the year, these people walk out there and they're on stage and their chin is high and their chest is out. The fact that they lost 200 pounds is an afterthought, because if you ask all of them, they're like, they'll just tell you the secret is that I'm a promise keeper to myself.
Wow.
I believe in myself and I love myself. That's what you see. And everyone's like, oh, you lost 200 pounds. They're like, yeah, that's nice. I did that too.
But I kept my word.
But I kept my word to myself.
Yeah.
That's the secret to everything. If you ask anyone who's gone through transformation with us, they'll tell you the number one thing. Who are you? They say, I'm a promise keeper to myself. If I give you my word, I will keep my word.
Wow.
I don't care. And they'll never talk about their weight, because the weight doesn't matter. Mm. And you can take that and you can plug it into every aspect of your life and you can achieve that greatness.
Mm. Mm. Zing.
Abe, you know, that's the secret sauce right there. Yeah. So mic drop.
I like that.
Right? Wow. No, that's how we do what we do.
Yeah.
Well, one thing, though, just to add on to that, I think that sets the successful ones apart from the unsuccessful ones, mm-hmm. Is the wherewithal to know that it's okay to fall. Mm-hmm. Because that is another thing. It's like they see these incredible journeys. They see these people making these, even if it's little baby steps, one after another. In their minds, they see that success and they're like, but I'm imperfect. Well, once they realize that everyone else around them that's succeeding is imperfect too, they realize they can do it. It's not how many times you fall. It's about getting up more times than you fall. Even if it's 1,500 times, if you get up 1,501 times, right. You win.
Right.
Just keep getting up.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, there's all, I mean, can you do it on your own? If you're 300 pounds overweight, can 100%. You do it on your own? Or do you need accountability or some type of coach or support?
Well, accountability and granted, support, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The accountability is huge. And the moment you actually have a support system, a transformation team, your chances of success, they're going to skyrocket better. Exponentially because you've got that connection. Connection is everything in the world of transformation. Now, can you do it on your own? Yeah, but there's
so much
not,
harder.
It's like existing on your own.
It's not that much fun.
We are social beings and we need that connection. I mean, it's innate. It's inside all of us. We need that connection for survival. We need it for emotional health. We need it for everything. And so it's really, really important when, especially, and it, to speak to, you know, there's people out there that actually have, you know, a support system that's really not a support system at all.
It's almost bringing them down.
That's absolutely it is. You bet. And so it's
like
really
the crabs in the bucket.
Do I say that all the time? And once one gets to the top, oh my gosh, how do you even? I say that and people, they'll look at me all dog-eared. And I'm like, you kidding me? Crabs in a bucket. Once one gets to the top, the other ones, they grab it and they pull it down.
And sometimes they'll kill the crab.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, if they try to get
so
out.
So true. Yeah. I can't believe you just said that. You've made my day. but that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Because other people, you know, if you have one individual in a group of friends is like, I'm going to transform. And they're like, well, what does that mean about me? Because the thing is that for them, they're like, well, I don't know if I'm ready. And all this fear. And then all of a sudden one person says, I want to transform. And they start changing their life. And then they start to worry that they're going to lose their friend or they're going to lose their spouse. Because the thing is, they're changing their life and they're moving on without us. Wait a second, what about us? And so it's when they try to grab you back in and say, hey, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Come on, just so like good. Old times. Let's so go get a beer and some chicken wings. And they try to lure you back in because a lot of times it's all fear-based. Yeah. You know, they just don't want to be abandoned. But then here you are, you're like, I'm ready for a change. I don't want to be sick and unhealthy anymore. I want to feel better. I want this. But it's hard because then you've got this your social system, the support system that could be undermining you. So it's really important to help identify that and find people who are going to support you. You know, and one of the first things that we'll do in the journey of transformation is take people and then go through that very first hurdle of introducing them to new friends out there, walking them into a yoga group or a CrossFit class or a walking group and introduce them to other like-minded people that are looking to change their lives as well. Very, very necessary in the process.
Absolutely.
Online. Look at all the chat rooms and everything online of people that are loving fitness and changing their lives. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk so much here, but
good.
It's really important. I think especially online, there's so much support out there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, which people really need.
Mm-hmm. What's your guys' vision moving forward now? You've got this new platform. What's the platform called you guys have?
Oh, well,
the site or the platform?
It's Transform with Chris and Heidi is the platform.
.com or no?
Can't go to .com, yes.
Well, it's the transformapp.com.
The transformapp.com.
Yes. Cool. And so the app is the Transform app.
Is this an online app on your computer or on your mobile?
Mobile phone, so Apple and Google. Yes.
Got it. It's an app you download.
Yes, exactly. It takes you through the whole journey of transformation, whether it's weight loss, physique, women's physique, men's physique, cross training, whatever transformation that you want. You're going to jump on. You're going to onboard. It's going to take all of your biometrics. It'll customize a full nutrition program specifically for you. It'll take you through a full year and beyond of training in whichever direction you want to go.
Mm. Does it create programming for you? Does it create
everything?
Nutrition, programming,
everything.
And is videos and by you guys teaching? Or
over 1,000 videos by us.
Just you two?
Absolutely, yes.
There's no other trainers in it? It's just you two?
It's us.
Wow.
And it's Transform with Chris and Heidi.
Crazy.
And over 1,000 workouts in it. I mean, there's 350 recipes. And the thing, so you jump in there and it says like bacon, mac, and cheese. It's going to actually program all the portions for my bacon, mac, and cheese are going to be different from your portions because we're looking for two different things. Yeah. So it'll actually scale the recipes up and down to you. It'll scale it down to me. It'll scale it down to her. So everyone's journey is totally unique. Mm. And so it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It is 100% customizable to you. But then all the workouts are, you know, you're a sports guy. Everything's progressive overload. So it's not like, oh, here's a back and bicep workout.
Yeah.
thanks, right? No, your body changes, and as it adapts, you need more volume, you need more load. So
can't
your
do
back,
the same thing every
yeah, day. Chest, shoulders, and biceps, or back, read outs, and biceps, or maybe a cross training workout on day one is very different from a cross training workout on day 48 because it's progressed you up. So, because your body, like, this is about getting stronger, faster, better, leaner. So, it's like everything is done. Everything, there's integrity behind everything that we build. And so that's why we're so stoked on this thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're fired up about it.
Did it already came out, or is it coming out
that
right
actually
now?
Came out in March.
Yeah, okay.
So it's been out for a few months. Huge results so far. Amazing. It's been awesome to see all the testimonials.
So cool to see the testimonials coming down the pipes. And we're working on 2.0 right now. And then pretty soon, actually in a couple
weeks.
We've got our it's meals, fresh meals.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's fresh by Transform. You want to?
Delivery
rundown on it? Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All over the country, or where is this?
Well, okay, so we're opening up regionally first.
What's that?
It's I need to open up my phone to see, but I think it's Colorado, Arizona.
Oh, we're Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, Utah. North Texas, Utah, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Dakota. Yeah, so we're basically it's all most of the Midwest, all the way out to the California border. We'll be opening up California in September.
What's it called?
Fresh by Transform. And so, and all of these meals, meals are going to range between 270 up to like 450 calories. They're all low carb, high protein meals. And so they support the fitness lifestyle beautifully.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and we'll send you some. Best part. Dude, so we actually, we teamed up. I get fired up about this stuff. I'm so stoked because we've got this, it's brand new technology that they use to actually to seal and preserve the food.
Oh,
so
really? So it can last a little bit longer, or it's like 2 days and it's soggy and
right. So as soon as the food comes out of the kitchens, it's called high pressure pasteurization. So they seal it with 86,000 pounds of pressure, and they hit it with cold water, and it literally locks everything in. It's almost like it freezes time on the flavor of the food. We don't have to preserve it with chemicals anymore.
Wow,
we don't have to use insane amounts of sodium. The only sodium we use now is just for flavor. And so when you actually cook it, and it's going to help the food will actually keep for over 30 days now.
No way.
Versus an 8-day refrigerator fresh meal. Now this is refrigerator fresh for 30 days.
Thing. Is this sealed tight on it, or is it just a plastic over the top?
It's vacuum sealed. With 86,000 pounds. It's because we use that. That's why there's no chemicals in it.
That's amazing.
And it's brand new technology. And so, like, when we say it's fresh, it's legitimately fresh.
So we are the only person in this space that has the USDA all-natural stamp of approval. So our food, every single one of our meals is totally certified all natural.
Every ingredient.
I'm gonna have to try it.
Oh, dude, we'll send you some meals. Okay. You're gonna love it. Yep.
Cool. Amazing. Okay. So where can they get the app or the?
So for the app, it's thetransformapp.com. For this, it's freshbytransform.com.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's August 14th is our launch date.
Sweet.
Yes. And then by the end of the year, we're gonna be.
We'll be in Whole Foods
everywhere.
And Kroger stores.
Really?
Yes.
Kroger. Speaking my language. Just
but, oh, yeah, they're
Ohio.
Ohio. Cincinnati based. That's right. So, yeah. So
I grew up at Kroger.
That's right. So, yeah. So, we're
Going to be in Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Boxes.
They love the concept.
Is it the boxes or will it be like just the meals?
No, you'll see the meals just like that.
Wow, that's amazing.
We're so excited because
congrats
finally.
On that.
You know what? We're fired up about it. But yeah, no, we're really excited because we brought the concept to Whole Foods and Kroger and everything. They're like, this is amazing.
That's
this
great.
Is so cool with you guys, especially because like, and the meals have got the digital, backing behind it. So it's like, as you're not just purchasing a meal, but there's a transformation with it.
It helps you. Gotcha.
Totally.
Amazing.
Right?
Amazing. What's the mission for all of this then moving forward? Since the show is, you're not continuing the show and you're syndicated still, but you're doing this new Transform stuff.
It's actually to build the tools, products, and services to help people live happier, healthier lives.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what we set out to do years ago. We just couldn't really do it with the show. Mm-hmm. We could provide the inspiration, but not the tools.
The
and now we can.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Thank you.
I'm pumped for you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
What's your social? You guys hang out more on Instagram, Twitter, which one?
Instagram and Facebook for me. Yeah. I'm on Twitter, Pinterest, all that stuff. So it's he's at Real Chris Powell. Mm-hmm. I'm at Real Heidi Powell on all platforms.
Someone
so simple. YouTube.
Well, and also, you know what's crazy?
Well, they did with him. And then I'm like, well, I got to follow suit because we wanted it easy.
As soon as things started taking off, especially in the weight loss space, all of a sudden, all these other Chris Powell accounts started popping up with diet pills and everything that. And you're like, oh, come on, guys, please. You know, so especially in that space, so we had to be real Chris and real Heidi Powell. So
I want to ask a couple final questions.
Uh-oh. Okay. Bring it on.
This one is, I want you guys to answer about each other.
Okay.
Oh boy.
So, there's some laughs going on behind the camera. Should I don't even know what
I haven't planned this, but I'm just curious. The thing that you love about Heidi the most that no one else does like she does, what would that be?
You're going to have to stretch, find something here.
The one thing that I love about Heidi the most, I'm going to say, and aside from business and all that, she is genuinely like the greatest life coach of all. And this is like when our relationship began, her intentions are so amazing and pure. And she, and this is how I knew even early on, like, so what an amazing person that she is, but also that she genuinely loves me, which I need that kind of comfort and that solace. But even in the worst of times, she is always there to try to help me through, to like coach me through. And whether or not she has, like, she feels warranted to do it or not, she will always just jump in there and try to pull me up. And she's spent her life for the last 7 years trying to pick me up. And most of the people, you know, out there, they haven't seen that part of me falling down and not believing and beating myself up. And she's spent the last 7 years picking me back up. Wow. And that's there's a reason why we're here right now. It's because of her.
I don't know about that.
Because she's the one who keeps picking me up and keeps us going.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. So I love you. And I love you for that. And I love you for so many more reasons. But thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
And what about with him? The thing you love about him the most?
There's a lot. And I get ready.
One thing.
Gosh, I'm going to try and stick with one, but I'm like worried. I'm like, what if this isn't the highest priority one?
You guys can have a love fest later and share all these things.
You'll come up with something really good in the car. Like 5 minutes down the road, you'll be like, oh, I should have said that.
Why is Chris your man and what makes him so unique and special?
There is no one on this earth like Chris. There truly, there is no one that – like, I feel like Chris is on this earth for a reason, to make a huge impact. Like, that he is so dedicated to his purpose. It's not even – I have never met a harder working, more dedicated, pure intended individual than him.
Wow.
Hands down. Yeah. And you know I'm not blowing smoke. That's legit. Mm. You are.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Awesome.
I've got the right partner for it. So
amazing.
I'm telling you.
It's all make out together.
Yeah, right.
Everyone in here. No, awesome. This is called The Three Truths. And if this was your final message to share to the world, if this was the last day for both of you guys many years from now, and no one had any of your content or apps or TV shows to remember you by, and you had a piece of paper and a pen to write down your three biggest lessons or truths of life, what would you share with the world if this is all they get to remember you by? How do you start? Three truths.
Practice forgiveness. Gosh.
How about, do you want me to pipe in next, or are we doing three each?
Yeah, boy, here we go. I saw this as I was actually glancing over at your book, just about loving deeper. Mm-hmm. And I think about my children. Mm. And so... Can I use that? Because that is hands down probably one of the most powerful things that I've ever experienced, is practice forgiveness, love so incredibly deeply, and live with purpose. Mm. Yeah, those are hands down.
Mine aren't going to be too far off from that.
What's
honestly.
Yours, Heidi?
One of them is love unconditionally. That is huge to me. Probably because I want it and need it more than anyone, but I know everyone needs it. And I really believe that unconditional love will and can change lives. Mm. Like, people think it's diet and exercise. I truly believe the only reason we had an impact and changed lives is because we loved them unconditionally.
Yeah.
You are worthy. everyone is worthy of greatness. Everyone is. But I would want everyone to know that they need to believe that and then live into that. The final thing would be not to place priorities on material things, because I think the material success will come, you know, and it will carry us through this life, but you can't take that with you. I was telling Chris just yesterday, I said, you know, when I was saying I could get rid of everything, at the end of the day, yeah, money's great, but money can't take care of you when you're sick and you're old. It can. You can hire someone mm-hmm. to take care of you, but that person you hire, no matter how much money you pay, is never going to love you like your kids or your family will. Mm-hmm. And so making sure your priorities are on that, on the things that you can take with you, that's something I want my kids to know. I guess those are three things I want my kids to know and everyone else.
That's great. Well, I want to acknowledge you both for a moment for your incredible commitment and dedication to making an impact. Because you guys have gone through a lot of struggle on your own and together starting out, and still you're struggling in certain ways. But the meeting you guys, I didn't really know what to expect except for what Steve and a few other told me, that you guys were like the most genuine, loving people. And I believe that to be true. So I want to acknowledge you for living in such a big purpose to others, because there are so many people in pain, so many people struggling, and who don't know how to take the steps to get out of their pain. And you guys are committing your lives to helping transform, and more than just the physical weight for people, but emotionally and the belief in themselves. And I think when people believe in themselves, they're happier, they treat better themselves better, they treat others better, and it heals the world. So I appreciate you both for the mission you're on. It means
thank
a lot.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
friend.
You. And likewise, by the way, you are making a huge difference in a positive way. So thank you for everything.
It. Yeah. Final question for you guys.
Yes.
What's your definition of greatness? I'll have you start.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. I feel like I'm going to struggle with this.
One sentence.
Definition of greatness. Gosh dang, why do I have
to want Chris to start first?
Yeah, Chris can start. I won't copy you.
I would actually tie in greatness with integrity. And I think my definition of greatness is living with utmost integrity. Simple as that. And it's totally relative to your own personal life. But yes, because integrity, doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. And I mean, that is going to go toward, you know, work and follow through and everything. But I think, and I know that I'm totally just rambling here, but nevertheless, if you live with utmost integrity, you can always achieve your own greatness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Having a purpose, working harder than anyone else, and being kind and respectful. Though that is hands down, those things make up greatness to me.
Heidi and Chris, that was good. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it,
Lewis. This is awesome. Thank you, my friend. We certainly appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys.
There you have it. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. For me, powerful story of two individuals coming together, having a big vision, getting knocked on their butts, and coming out victorious, and now on a mission to continue to transform the world. Again, if you enjoyed this, let me know your thoughts. Send me a tweet. Tag me on your Instagram story when you're posting this out, letting your friends know that you're listening to it, at Lewis Howes. And make sure to tag Chris and Heidi Powell as well, and let them know what you thought. Send them some love. Give them a follow. Check them out. All that good stuff. And make sure to check out summitofgreatness.com. Again, the price goes up in a few days. It's the most inspirational event of the year, where you get to connect with some of the biggest speakers, hear from some incredibly powerful individuals, and connect with 1,000 passionate individuals, entrepreneurs, health fanatics, people looking to take their life to the next level. Make sure to sign up summitofgreatness.com. I'm pumped and so grateful for all of you that have been listening for years. And for anyone that just joined in the last couple months or last couple weeks, or if this is your first ever experience on the School of Greatness podcast, thank you so much and welcome to the family. I'm so grateful to what we've created and where we are going. and it couldn't happen without you. So as always, make sure to share this with your friends. This is lewishouse.com/520 if you want to tweet that out or tag it over on Instagram story and have people swipe up to listen. That would mean the world to me. And let me know what you think. I'm always available. Try to reply as much as I can to people on social media, specifically Instagram. I do my best, although it's hard to get to everyone. But I want to hear from you, and I want to connect with you. And hopefully I will see you in the next month at summitofgreatness.com. And again, to finish it off, the body achieves what the mind believes. Make sure you start to change and adjust your belief system so that you can achieve whatever you want physically in your body and also in the world. I love you guys, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
You need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.